Goodness, I didn't know that.
Boy up here where, 4-year-old boy up here where my son teaches school at Earlville, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You go right through that town here.
Yeah, I went to it coming down. Or near it anyway.
Yeah. Well, he said the boy got stung and he seemed to get sick right away, so they took him to the doctor and he's dead before they got there.
Good.
Had 2 miles to go. That's the most severe one that I've heard of. That was just this last summer.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you go fishing, you might use as bait a little teeny fish that swim around the shore. There are
many, many fish.
And you know there's a spider around when you see a
web.
Is there a difference between a spider web and a cobweb?
And we know the cobweb seems to be more of a steady, clear piece.
Well, it's the difference in the spider that made it.
Well, the spiders, they just have generally have a big hole in the middle of it and then string it around.
Flies.
The way around.
The cobweb will just be a strand hanging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just be a kind of a scum.
Do spiders have to make cobwebs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make.
Sometimes in the spring, my wife, before she does spring cleaning, there'll be something hanging from it.
Yeah. It's a spider that does it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they travel from north to south, too, same as ducks and geese.
Have you ever seen the big spider webs flying through the air?
All the year.
Those are flying spiders that make those. And they... I don't know.
They get their web made and then cut loose. I've seen them hanging, but just like a fella hanging their rope for 20 feet long.
That's funny. A tree you'll have growing down in the ground deep.
Root.
And the thing that has a shell on its back that lives in its shell.
Mud turtle?
Is that the kind that lives in the water and on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're both live in the water, but then they... The leatherback's the one that's handy in the water.
The hard shell. Mm-hmm.
Hard shell is more for the ground, up on the ground, but then they go to the water too.
Is there any kind of turtle that doesn't go in the water?
I don't think the land turtle does. He's not so big. He gets big for mud turtle. There's mud turtles and the leatherbacks, they call them.
There's a type of tree that I'll just begin it, and you can finish it for me. It's the sick.
The sapling?
Sycamore? The type, that's it.
Sycamore.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of tree that it would be nice to have around on Washington's birthday if it had fruit on it would be...
cherry tree.
And the kind of stuff to stay away from because it's got three leaves and it'll make...
Poison ivy.
You have poison oak around here?
Yeah, that grows on like a bush on the ground.
And another sort of thing that some people think is poison, and what it is or not, grows about 6 feet high and has a red cone on it in the fall. Real pretty cone, in fact.
Bittersweet?
No.
No, that's a vine.
This will grow along the road or along the creek.
In a little bush.
Yeah.
My dad used to call out a wahoo bush. Only name I ever heard for it.
Ever hear of a Shumac?
Oh, Shumac. That's different than the wahoo bush.
The Shumacs around here aren't poison.
Something I guess in Michigan there or someplace. Somebody was telling me to report.
Now there must be different varieties.
Yeah, must be.